Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome in. One of the best sources in the country, Dom Giordano Show. Our guy, Andy McCarthy, says this will be baptism under fire. His column today predicting Amy Coney Barrett may be the deciding vote in all this Pennsylvania, let's cheat it any way we can, 3 days after the election voting pattern. But speaking of corruption, Matt Rooney has set himself up to save Jersey. SaveJersey.com. He's an attorney, great guy, great talk show guest. And his website, SaveJersey.com, has a lot of interesting things. One we thought was really fun, his analysis, breaking down all these yard signs, not just Trump signs or Biden-Harris signs, but Black Lives Matter. Whose lawn might we see that on? Hate has no home here. Let's go to Matt Rooney on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Matt, how have you been?
I'm doing well, my friend. How are you doing? 1 week to go.
Absolutely. How do you call Jersey? The Trump supporters are calling me and saying it's going to be a landslide for Trump in Jersey.
From their mouths to God's ear, right?
Exactly. Look,
I'm going to call right now, a week out. Donald Trump is probably not going to carry New Jersey. But as you know, Dom, because you follow Jersey closely, we have a lot of other important races, including two House seats in New Jersey. One is a defense. The other, we can pick it up. So we're going to be closely watching them, and I definitely think they're in play.
Yeah, absolutely. It is you guys, like the Camden County people, people like Matt Rooney and what you do with Save Jersey, are keeping it alive and making some traction thanks to a guy like Phil Murphy. So at Save Jersey the other day, Matt, I'm not sure which day you published this, you talk about these long lines at the motor vehicle thing. We've had Steve Keeley out there, particularly in the age of coronas, and you know, people needing medication, beach chairs, high temperatures. They can't do anything about that, but people ought to go to your website just to read this story where you talk about the motor vehicle setting up a mobile unit in Trenton so that state prisoners slated for release can obtain non-driver identification cards, tent set up, inmates bust in, no lines, no waiting, bing, bang, boom.
Yeah, how nice, right? I mean, the New York Times reported recently that we actually have New Jersey residents that are paying people to wait online for them, designated paid line holders, which I hope for those people's sake Phil Murphy doesn't find out about them because we're sure he'll try to tax them. But that's how bad things have gotten. And yet Phil Murphy's priority is to bus in prisoners to allow them to get IDs, no line, no waiting. And the backdrop for all of this, Dom, if we want to make your listeners' heads explode a little bit louder and a little bit more quickly, New Jersey's actually releasing 3,000 prisoners over the course of the next few weeks. They're slated to do the big release right after Election Day, of course.
Yeah.
And they're saying it's a COVID-19 measure, but you know, we all know what this is about. If it was a COVID-19 measure, they would have done it a while ago. It's more of this social justice nonsense.
Now, Dan tells me, Matt, that you just posted a story highlighting U.S. Attorney Craig Carpentino's fight against voter fraud in New Jersey. Why would you need voter fraud in New Jersey? What's going on with that?
Well, you know, the interesting thing about that article, and thanks, producer Dan, for flagging that one, because that's another interesting story today. It's not unusual for the U.S. attorney, which is a federal appointee, to try to deploy some of their resources around Election Day to keep an eye on voter fraud and voter intimidation and just make themselves available to the citizens if there's a problem. What's interesting about this year is our U.S. attorney saying, hey, listen, if you're seeing violence or voter intimidation, a real problem, you should probably call your local police first because, hey, there's more of them than us, and they have primary jurisdiction. They can get to these polling places and drop boxes quicker than we can. But guess what? There's also a Democrat bill in Trent right now which wants to bar police from these ballot drop boxes where everyone's going to drop off their ballot because they don't trust the post office. So it's setting up this very interesting conflict. I mean, there is a provision if there's an emergency, but are police going to feel comfortable if they get a call that there's something going down with Antifa or Black Lives Matter at a ballot drop-off box? Is it going to create more tension and possibly lead to a problem? This is what we deal with on my side of the river.
Oh, well, over here, we have, as you know, early voting places that are called not polling places. We can't have poll watchers there. So I don't know. Jersey is corrupt beyond belief. I don't know about Pennsylvania per se, but in Philadelphia, and I'm from South Philly, as you know, Matt, we can match your corruption any day of the week, I think.
Well, it seems like we're always engaged in a contest, right?
Yes.
To see who can mess these things up more badly.
But let's go to the yard signs. I got quite a chuckle and the analysis along with the fun of it. This is Yard Sign Central right now. Let's start with the Black Lives Matter, what you wrote at SaveJersey.com. Where do you see those signs, Matt Rooney?
Yeah, and you know, quickly, I mean, I did this because normally you see, you know, Bush sign, Kerry sign, Obama sign, McCain sign. This year there's this variety of signs. The Black Lives Matter sign, the irony of it is you're never going to find it in a predominantly black neighborhood. You see them in middle to upper middle class white neighborhoods on lawns where there's probably a Volvo in the driveway. These people will love to tell you they have black friends, but they probably really don't. And they're liberals that are primarily signaling to you that, hey, I care, and that makes me a better person than you. I don't know the last time they've actually done something to help a distressed black or brown family, like, for example, actually go in and tutor an inner city school or maybe mentor a black student in their particular neighborhood or somewhere else, right? Something that would actually help the planet. No, it's most important for them that you know they're better than you.
Absolutely. And, you know, I traced it, the signs that started to pop up here, hate is no home here, and we believe in science. Immediately after Trump won, there was a woman in Glenside that was so enraged, she started with those like days after that in 2016. Where do we find those?
Yeah, I mean, these hate has no home signs are easily the most hateful signs you're ever going to find, because the thing about that sign is at least the Black Lives Matter folks, I'll give them credit, they are out there and they're in your face with their arrogance and their nastiness. The hate has no home signs, it's passive aggressive. This is not the neighbor that's going to start a fight with you about the Amy Coney Barrett confirmation at the soccer field or at the local PTA bake sale. But they have it on their lawn and they want you to know that if you don't agree with their politics, you're a bigot. So even though it seems like a friendlier sign, they actually get less points because this is way nastier because they don't have the actual intestinal fortitude to come out and tell you what they think of you.
Absolutely. What other signs did you write about, Matt?
Oh, well, I think you mentioned a minute ago there's the in this house sign where they give you this litany of things they believe. Black Lives Matter, women's rights are human rights. You know, science is real. Sometimes you see this water is life thing, which reminds me of General Jack Ripper. You know, like, I don't even know what that one means, and I've asked some liberal friends that are good-natured, and they can't explain it. You know, these are the intellectual liberals. They want you to know that they're not just better than you, they're also smarter than you. But the irony of this sign is many of these things they can't explain and they can't defend. It's defined by being against what conservatives believe and middle America believe. So really these things aren't thinking at all. it's articles of faith. It's a secular religion, and you know they refuse to acknowledge it. You see some funnier ones this time of year, like the Biden ones, kind of a lame pun, but at least it shows some creativity. And the nope with Trump's hair. You know, I mean, these are a little bit more humorous, so people may be a little less offended by them. I'm not losing sleep over them. But, you know, what do those signs tell you? Those signs tell you that these are people that are primarily defined by being against Donald Trump, orange man bad. They're not out there excited about Kamala Harris or Joe Biden. They're excited to be against what we're for, and that's rarely a winning strategy.
Good luck next week over in Jersey, Matt. SaveJersey.com. We'll talk again soon.
Sounds good, Dom. Thanks for having me.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.